Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by Try Vegan, a vegan meal home delivery service that is nutritious and delicious and makes your life easier. Based out of New Jersey, they deliver throughout the Northeast. Check out more details on their website, tryveganmealprep.com. And you can get 25% off your first order with the promo code LITYOGA. So go vegan. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and smarter movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today is Monday Motivation, and this is a good one for everybody, as it'll be a short, quick burst of how to get rid of stress. Without getting into all of the physiological and psychological impact of stress, I think we all know it's not a great thing. I've talked about before that stress can be really good until it's not. So I'm talking about the negative part of it. Like, the good stress is it's motivating you, it's incentivizing you, it's energizing you. But then you get to a point where something's too much, things add up, and you feel the burden of stress. And that can, you know, we all know the different forms of stress: anxiety, fatigue, depression, you know, major things. And you know, now more than ever, the stress levels are, you know, off the roof, like really, really high. So what are some simple ways that you can get rid of stress? And you almost want to do this preemptively, like as a prescription, because even if you're not feeling super stressed today, if you keep this in your toolbox, right, in your wheelhouse of doing it, your stress levels will be lower when you are stressed, because you've just gotten in the habit of doing these kind of coping strategies that are, in fact, just preventative strategies for major stress. Number one, so I got five of them. Number one, I'm going to say it's the most important one, is movement, exercise. It really, really, really helps you combat stress. And I always find it astounding when people who are experiencing a lot of stress don't exercise. And I'm sure there's correlations, there's research studies, all that, but it's huge. If you do it regularly, especially, you're going to be less likely to have the stress or anxiety, because you are creating a arsenal against stress hormones. Exercise lowers them. So cortisol is lowered in the long run when you exercise regularly. And then on the upswing of that is you release endorphins, which are those wonderful neurochemicals that improve your mood. And you can do it in 5 minutes. Just a little exercise. So remember to just get moving, and it will help you. It's also going to help you sleep better. The things I tell people if they're not sleeping well, which is a real side effect of stress and anxiety, is you've got to move, and move frequently during the day, and get outside at some point during the day. So you're getting that feedback to your brain of like, this is the time we're awake, so that it knows when you're supposed to be sleeping. And exercise will help tremendously with that. You can do any form of exercise. You can walk, you can do yoga, you can dance, you can bike, whatever you can do. It doesn't even have to be, I think it's nice when it's kind of in your routine, but you can change it up as well. Make it easy, and it doesn't have to be the biggest dose to have a long-term impact. So please, 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 please exercise. What's another thing you can do? Some people might not agree with this, but there have been some studies that have shown that with chewing gum is actually a great way to kind of deal with your stress. One of the explanations is that it can perhaps cause your brain waves. The chewing gum causes the brain waves similar to those of relaxed people. Also, chewing gum, it's a stress relief. You're chewing on something, and instead of clenching your jaw, you're kind of helping that go. These are a few studies that have shown that, and I actually know that to be true as well. I think we chew on things. That's why people chew their hair when they're feeling anxious. So it's a way of combating the stress, and you know, obviously get gum that is probably more healthy than others or healthful than others, but maybe try that. Trying maybe some supplements. If you don't feel like chewing gum, taking some natural supplements that are also known to help with stress. There's green tea. People drinking green tea have been shown to lower their stress and anxiety by increasing serotonin levels. Valerian root is really nice for people who are having trouble sleeping. Lemon balm is just the smell of it, and has been also shown to kind of elicit anti-anxiety stress effects. So if you're not in the mood to chew gum, you could also just try some kind of like aromatherapy or supplements that you take. You obviously want to check in on all that. I'm just telling you some tips that I have read about that I have tried myself. All right, so that was, what's another thing you can do? How about spend time with somebody who really makes you feel good? And that could be a friend, and that could be a family, and it could be both, but really helping you, you know, release, unload a little bit. Maybe you want to talk about what you're feeling, and that would be really help. Actually talking about it to somebody will often help you because it's kind of getting it out of your system. And we don't need studies to prove it, but many studies have shown that when you're have more social connections, that doesn't mean more people, but that you have more kind of touchstones of keeping up with people, then you're less likely to feel lonely, anxious, stressed, and depressed. So you have some kind of strong social tie, have your person or circle of friends. What's something else that's really great with stress? How about put on a funny movie, funny show? Laughing really helps relieve our stress response. And I've seen this with my daughter when she was like in the height of college applications and all that. She would just say, I need to go watch Friends. And it was like, she knew that that would help her manage. It wasn't like taking away, or it wasn't avoiding, because you can do that as well. But it was really just a, whew, I'm going to laugh. This is lighthearted. And she had her show that really did that for her. So again, having this like system in place that will make you laugh, that will, because laughter, again, it is improving your mood. It hasn't even been shown to improve your immune system. And it just is just delightful to get also out of your mind a little bit in that stress mode. Finally, we all know another big thing is breathing. So I'll just give you an example of some breathing techniques I've done again with my daughter. And it's doesn't take that long. It's kind of like exercise. You get going and you feel the effects of it really quickly. So the first thing is really focus on your exhale, like empty out your breath. There's all kinds of apps as well that can kind of help you keep the timing of it. I would have my daughter like snap her finger or count out loud, and it would just be like, try and exhale for 5. And then inhale for like 7 or 8. Pause at the top. So you're just kind of floating on your breath, maybe for 5. And then exhale and increase that maybe to 8. So you just find these rhythms. There's all kinds like 3, 5, 3, but find something that works and try it a few times and then get it in your toolbox, because you might not need it all the time, but it is so, so successful in relieving some of that stress. It's also great for clearing your mind, first and foremost, and that's a big part of it, is when we're harboring a lot of stuff in our mind, that can make us feel stressed. So say you're a procrastinator, that can make you feel stressed. So sit, take a few breaths, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, it doesn't have to be, 3 minutes is great. And then see if you just are coming back to organization a little bit clearer. Because to organize when you're already cleared more in your head is going to help that stress a lot. I would love to hear what you guys do for stress. Do you journal? Do you go in the woods and scream? Maybe you don't chew gum. But I thought that was interesting because I hadn't chewed gum in a long time. And then I did more chewing lately. And it actually did help a lot with all the things that are happening in the world. So move your body. Drink your water. Take deep breaths. Have a friend or family member. Also, I should add this, maybe it's an animal, a cat. Have a person, a being that really gives you a feeling, that cuddling really makes you feel good. Do your deep breathing. Chew on something or take a supplement to help out. And remember that you're in control and you can control the stress. You can. It might come again, but you're going to be better equipped. And I hope this helps you today and every day, because I'm pulling for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.